Greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you have followed us through our Facebook page, and we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Four Shores, at the FDB ground. And we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening, as well as for America as well. Not forgetting Vanuatu, and also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to send today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the Central, as well as the Eastern Division, that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka, and not forgetting Korobo. Let us greet and also acknowledge the Eastern Division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the Central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We can worship centers, so we can Western Vatican and Northern Divisions. We send today to say thank you and say greetings. And Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here, because your zone has just been issued during the item. And Talangase Rossi, and I believe the Rossi family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge, because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the melodic and for sure, but let it be so vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only. But at the gymnasium, the locality, even one on the melodic and even a catechin and vaccinated, fully vaccinated. So that is why we move the service to the foreshore, so you can come and also worship with us. Let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Nikotalanga Vivakambula weekend, so we can say Niloniloti, Loniloti weekend. Mrs. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So we can understand any Lotu New Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. Kerunduri Nikot to say Vinakabakalevu for the time taken to come and join us. And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God with us here at the foreshore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the foreshore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the foreshore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. And on a request, the local we get on my TV and Madal Sawati, Kavakabota weekend and the Vakarong to make a change to make it in a program. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the, you know, the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the Word of God to your life, not only on Sunday, but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum, maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on life yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. You're an outcast. So we can make No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can end on a okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my grace because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes. Everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done is so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure. And also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and dami tukana bi wale ni bula to bi mate sa kambe ko ko buni wae sa sangani rawa so we can see like bula you actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness, and that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day, every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness, but I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to bless you. We want to thank 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 you. Find a joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed, and you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate. Hallelujah.
Pekita pagitiko weekend na turangan na marama thorbo nungun elawa na sana tinigabani nung tabanua. and the sir sir to my television my kandabu at my viti at lau we come do my love that do malombula na bale buna sema to my come do my namuke lau my kambara my mode my como my odoniata my boto my ono lau fulanga na bataki onge nimbula binaka my lakemba my didia buna mbula mango katfala tuda nimbula binaka na sema takani sing nindai my na ese somala my tutoya watalaki na my nungu eno ni basu namuke my matuku nimbula binaka watalaki na my mwala nimbula binaka sing nimbula da my buna batu watalaki na my kandabu mai zake ono kotu sobu sargira nimbula binaka etu ya somba malabu nimbula binaka kemu do mai na soso mai na viti kama talaki na kemu do mai alombi mai waya darongo da tukuna tukuni alo nikua da vaga vini binaka tiku wana turanga hena singa binaka nikua we were just claiming that Yasawa will become a region darongo da nikua na tukuni alo mai ingasewe nana kaya tusa na katiko Hemeni na kago tusenaka. The things that you confess, you will soon possess.
Amen.
Hemeni na kago baga tusa na ndona singa na tomba le maiweko.
Hallelujah.
We walk by faith, not by sight. Wakamula tal the weekend na turanga na marama daru ono ni lewa daga daba obisa. We stay seni todo ko ni obisa. We lori todo ko ni obisa. Nimbula minaga ni ndo siya matigumai. Sanga nimbula daba weekend ni na daga daba matay walu. Dalay na mbuwa may dalay na maka may wayabi may lotoka. Kapature kuka may Basa nimbula binaka ve kemba kede ni matevalu nimbula binaka ve kemba ndomu na vendel ni nuku maisenai nimbula binaka mai siria ena vendelana nimbula binaka ena singa binaka nikuwa nero itabi mekeroboka mbula tiku vikenda ena singa binaka nikuwa setala ni mule labi vikenda na leo imiti ni lako vangito vada laka vangande vagabuli sekemu nisa leo ni tunde leo ni bulo tunde ya bulo ni tiku kina kima misa vaga mbula tuga ina fosua totoka tulandraki tombo suwa vaga lindi marabu laura itu naisa sekolami wangina kita dengan basi kali bumai ombega diri awa kita lagi henu de tambongo henu mayas matakan iskan indah indah baga bila bina kapa kali buana kau buka susu mata buana turanga kami kwa ya toga esam buku zing ubat tukuna lange free kongkai reda tukuna mata listinga istingan isaumi emeni iku somo na liwa liwa iku somo na wai iku na kalau somo raga tumai awuga mai lomalang kina mata listinga merliwi isaumi na ngulani yata baba takinoa kina lange rau zinguba usama lima zinguba talingua senga baga ndua ni bau stail na rangi sulia na kalau na singa binanga nikua kabi kenda ni voltamu ena mazi una kena wase tini gandua ruso mungu walu ruso mungu kadiwa kena toli sobu bulu ndula ngomai bia kwa ike mundu bando sa wala ni dholata wala ni dholata wala ni dholata eso sa wala ni dholata sa andeke so sa andeke ndeke sa yara so sa yara yara sa biu gai katu kutisu ndula ngomai bia come on to me all of you are tired of carrying heavy load and I'll give peace to your soul kau kwa ndula ngomai bia kwa ike mundu bando sa wala ni dholata ni dholata bibi au nafaka zingu ike mdo hallelujah doktor wikian doktor wikian mdo na nungu ibuwa
Emeni.
Ni sarara na nungu ibu wange mamanda na nungu idola dola.
Hallelujah.
Yano bei sureti uo si bindo ndua. Ke tutu na bei sureti. Ngo indo na bei sureti ni. Uo si bindo ndua. And every time the program 10:30, every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan wata muli sambula bose ni kalau ka kau kau ka ngata sara ka muzunga na iselwa umbatirua meswaka kawasia meswaka kawasia kama ezuruma ngai baka takila meswaka ngai wasia ezuruma ngai baka takila mai na kakusira nikla
emeni
emeni mena hela talanga na ngona mena nanduri mata ikwaya kenda rarele vikwaya kasi talanga nindona ka kenda rabuni takarawa Kembali matangani sikinindai. The solution to every problem that we have.
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's mental. The answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. We encourage every senior pastors. Vaga unge titiko na binisongo songolotu wa Kristo. Yondo na kamusite utiko na lotu wa Kristo. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Amen.
And it's a big challenge. kama vale ni vishuri titiwa na kalo dola kwa mbiyao mai tozo kwa mai mai uko elenga kwa enyera uko ya matamboko kwa matareba uko ya tar putu ni au kwa enda mdebua kwa uko ya lame lako tozo kwa mai nilako tozo kwa mai kwa ya baga nduwa ngaye wanda ni zolata na izolzo la mbimbi kalimi meka na watimu kalimi na lubemu nduwe moshi meiko nduwe mwole kamiko nga ina numa tiko ekali tiko na kalo sekali tiko sekali tiko ekali tiko kwa ya hena mataka nisigeni kwa menda lako maibi kwa ya hena mataka nisigeni da mai ngara bi ko ba ya lo ko ba indira kauta mai na no mundu i zolo zolo ke da kani volta muni sando na numi kenda na kalo ina sigi mi ngani ko ni ko mbere ni bimbi moy vale before you leave your home God knows exactly what you go through every word that departs from your lips from your mouth or even from in your heart God already knew everything that you are going through so feel free and open up don't mask yourself you wearing a mask but don't mask yourself when you come to God because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us we just starting, some of us in the midway, some of us we even try to reach the top, and God knows every problem that we are going through, and that's why he said come unto me, because he alone knows the plan he has for us, the plan to prosper us and never to harm us, and to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you, so whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Naikasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Mua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power? The power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus. Ikorawata na kokongo na buku Jesus Kristo. Kako pola sa sega ni kwa undina sambula. Kristo sambula miao. Oya usaba koti wata ki Kristo na kavila tai. Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Nemakani sambula na Kristo, ikurani zuruma na numubesinga ni mataka. Everyone sitting here this morning, and those that are watching on television, and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation, the mountains that we go through, and sometimes you feel lonely, sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Doutora na nguibua do bulibiau ni salo malua ga elmu mulumu do na kunekina na paga zengu ni alo mundo. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. O vaka sama taka tiko ni utore tiko mai na vida na mataka na nitu soko tiko na etu lau na une ro sota kina na marama mai saika batake chisu. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of about seven spirit came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. Na vosa ngai labute tukuna na yalo tiko iloma. Hangi kako chisu elewa keko kila mandanga na isoli soli nikalo batake kwa vosyongo. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
Keko kila na isoli soli ni kalo ki kina ki kwa mosu tukungo oi kuna kerabi kwa na wai kolo loko batu mai na bisikali. If only Christian know the Christ that we serve. Kerawa lenga kenda lutu pa Kristo menda kila na Kristo kenda graba. Ni tomba lenda le nyoa ingi wisho utaka na waime waini multiply lima ne mulima nai kina ruwa na ika nekana kina lima na umbu na turanga kina marama hemeni enaloma ni wasuwa sange tomba lenda le nyoa Amen. And I'm going to say, Allah may kill the new one. He wants to get over. Sit down. He spoke to the wave. Sit down and speak to the wind. Shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asked among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light. Digo dami tu kinikuha, iko kote tiko maina no mulenga, iko kote tiko maina with all dollar, iko lausar to right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man, the people to Kasamke, Tikondonu, Tikondonu, Monangonu, Wasadonu. Amen. You got Tikonala, Wasanala, Farala. Niko Tikondonu, Wasadonu, Donu. Sound Donu Melomalang in Donu Eco. See Donu Mulu, Donu Melomalang in Donu Eco. Amen. Nakae Zalawana Tamata, and on Donu Wana Kalu. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every forces in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Ikona ndabi tu kwenye kuwa sana kame ya dhona no mungula vaka mevisa ubalila idabika ikona numa nivi nakaviku. Sabe kenda ya varongu tu kwenye kuwa dhona kame ya dho emituba kando talikina no mungula. Sona kai kuna kita, sona kai waka dalaka.
Iyo.
Sona kai kwa kami kwa sandi turumbi akani yado, yes ayado. Yeni kwa merongo tiko na ndomo ni kilo wiko, nanonanuma, entu intu me nanomu nanuma. Na ven kai kwa nanomu ni bina kaviko, entu intu me nakai nanomu kwa ni bina kaviko. Yenda na rai loma langi na sengi nirede na kani na wadawa. Nge kau kwa wiko patike yao. Mevakana yawa ni loma langi menandele ni vuruvura. Sabaka kina, nanogu nanuma. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went their separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kabi Keda Singatambu, not Tamago Kuturanga Baktawa. Via Kabi Singatambu, and I am Nitibana Tinangu, Naneto Valley, Sangakina in the lounge, open space, but it's going to Neto store. Kita na nandong dami tigmay kita rin chuna katumbi ni soa. Wey siga tambo. And ayayani na nito isula na tinago na mawaro tiki kito na vima adawa. Kito na nandabo kito dito kito na yeto na lang ser. Langa po loto. Vita la noa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Babakao night. Ngoni ni nito ngunuti yung Babakao. My father wanted me to be a doctor. Kitule lima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying. Things that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you. His thoughts are still the best for you. Gendoba at the Singatabu Maya, Kitundamitiko. Osarebe na tamango mela to wala kasarbe tamango na bingo na kete kito na dabo langa seretu na langa poloto na dabo tunga sa tamango. Gebu kima na tamango na nanda miti koko sa gebu kimi biao dabo gebu kita lmo ka kanga ko biao. Tell you why. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to borrow a ticket. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. Farm 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Oh. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, yes. My husband, you took my husband, you took my wife for that to benefit, yes. Make the decision now and worship him with truth and spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler, don't allow a trunk, don't allow COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
Amen.
That is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Membole tikemdo sangata ni kila o yuko tuno no muito motuba ngarongo da tuni kwa na ta o kire randini pa uti manda no muito lano membole ta na wai ko kuta ni binuta na una sarivi kuma kina. What happened? Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. Why? And you know, you receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter, regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say, to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink, I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone at the Regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi, have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God church. I began to